Text 6. In this story, two strangers become friends in a hospital room.
Before you listen to text 6, read questions 14 to 17 now. Listen to text 6 and answer questions 14 to 17.
Could you describe what you see today, Mark? Asked Johnny, who occupied the bed next to Mark in the ward. Well, it's a sunny day, and some patients are sitting on wheelchairs around the koi fish pond. They are chit-chatting with their relatives and admiring the colourful fish, said Mark. Johnny had been alone in the ward for a few days until Mark joined him. They became friends in the two-bed hospital room. The friendly and kind-hearted Mark would talk to Johnny every morning as soon as they both woke up. Johnny was grateful to Mark for his company. Mark also gave vivid descriptions of varying scenes, sometimes of children chasing after dogs that were playful, sometimes of birds flying over the trees and hills in the distance. Johnny felt positive because he could imagine how beautiful the world was and looked forward to his operation to replace the cornea in his eyes. When the day of the operation arrived, Mark wished Johnny a speedy recovery after his eye surgery. Mark's eyesight had recovered, but he had suffered a mild heart attack the night before and would be moved to a different ward that day. The two men bade each other farewell. A few days after his surgery, Johnny asked the nurse to let him switch beds. The puzzled nurse wondered why he wanted to take the bed away from the door, but she obliged anyway. As soon as John opened his eyes, he looked around his bed and the wall. Where was the window from which Mark saw the various scenes? Johnny was surprised to see that there was only a blank wall next to Mark's old bed.
Question 14. Why were Johnny and Mark in the hospital? Question 15. What was the first scene Mark described? Question 16. What surgery did Johnny have to undergo? Question 17. How did the different descriptions make Johnny feel?
Listen to text 6 again.
Could you describe what you see today, Mark? Asked Johnny, who occupied the bed next to Mark in the ward. Well, it's a sunny day, and some patients are sitting on wheelchairs around the koi fish pond. They are chit-chatting with their relatives and admiring the colourful fish, said Mark. Johnny had been alone in the ward for a few days until Mark joined him. They became friends in the two-bed hospital room. The friendly and kind-hearted Mark would talk to Johnny every morning as soon as they both woke up. Johnny was grateful to Mark for his company. Mark also gave vivid descriptions of varying scenes, sometimes of children chasing after dogs that were playful, sometimes of birds flying over the trees and hills in the distance. Johnny felt positive because he could imagine how beautiful the world was and looked forward to his operation to replace the cornea in his eyes. When the day of the operation arrived, Mark wished Johnny a speedy recovery after his eye surgery. Mark's eyesight had recovered, but he had suffered a mild heart attack the night before and would be moved to a different ward that day. The two men bade each other farewell. A few days after his surgery, Johnny asked the nurse to let him switch beds. The puzzled nurse wondered why he wanted to take the bed away from the door, but she obliged anyway. As soon as John opened his eyes, he looked around his bed and the wall. Where was the window from which Mark saw the various scenes? Johnny was surprised to see that there was only a blank wall next to Mark's old bed.